The chief UN prosecutor for Rwanda, Hassan Yalo, has accused Kenya of failing to act against a top genocide fugitive despite information from Kenya's own police force indicating his presence in the country. Gary Haugen is the founder of the International Justice Mission and the UN-appointed lead investigator into the Rwandan genocide. He told us more about the 1994 genocide in which ethnic Hutu militias slaughtered some 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus in 100 days of carnage in the Central African country.
You know, just that reality of horrific evil and genocide in the world, it raises some very tough questions, and it did for me. Like anybody, my first impulse was to ask, well, where is God in the midst of all of this? And it reminded me of a psalm, Psalm 10, which begins with this question of where, O God, are you? Why do you stand so far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? And that is, of course, the question that just beats at the heart of anybody who has to actually see the gruesome reality of genocide. But then what occurred to me as I spent more and more time understanding what transpired, the question was no longer where is God, but where are God's people? Because what was manifestly true from the Rwandan genocide is just that it was so stoppable that we didn't really have God to blame for the genocide taking place. We had people to blame, the people who made the choices to slaughter their neighbors, and the neighbors around the world who decided to do absolutely nothing about it.